Insanity Defense on WUSB. New band out of Centerport, Long Island, and with us today is, with us today is Jeff Earing, who wrote the song, also sang it, played guitar. What else, you play bass?
Bass on just a few tracks there. We lost our bass player towards the end, and got a new one to replace him recently.
Okay, who was that song directed to?
Well, you know, a lot of people talking about preaching politics and stuff, and, you know, I just decided to write something about, you know, how a lot of those bands, you know, end up sounding like politicians and stuff, and, you know, that, you know, it's good to really, you know, talk about it, but to try and, you know, to get something together, whether it be, you know, with a band or try and organize something on your own, because... You know, words are good, but, you know, you have to have something else behind that.
Yeah, your tape, Insanity Defense, which you talk about it on a lot of things, religion, drunken drivers, I think.
Yeah.
Well, Flesh, Metal, and Glass is great.
Yeah, we do go through, you know, a lot
Peter
of
Peter Cohallen,
things.
In fact, called up Suffolk County Legislator. He's going to use that for his test.
Yeah, right.
While driving.
I got that song, Flesh, Metal, and Glass, off of one of those pamphlets, as a matter of fact. You know, it had always stuck in my mind because it was just such a... You know, stark representation of it, you know, and the title just, you know, evoked the imagery, you know, perfectly. And I thought it was, you know, something that was, you know, a necessary statement, you know, because I think everybody, you know, has run across people who, you know, they just shouldn't be on the road, you know. And I just touch on a lot of different things throughout the tape, you know, but we don't have any particular, you know, politics or anything. It's more just, you know, personal politics.
More of, as it's mentioned twice on this album, Grudge Against the World. In fact, you have a song called that, and in the song Betrayed, you mentioned a grudge against the world.
Yeah, those are mostly just songs about, you know, like the anxiety. You know, it's not meant that, like, a lot of people have misinterpreted it, thinking that, you know, it's like this outcast from society, you know, and that, you know, it's just more of just the anger, you know, surrounding, you know, like things that you've been brought up with and how you, people have their own little grudges, you know.
And your grudges against practically everything in the United States.
I don't really try and, you know, I'm not really trying to put down, it's more just questioning, you know, some of the things that are going on around. And, you know, I'm open to, you know, changing my opinions change all the time. And, I'm less right now into being outspoken politically than more into concentrating on, you know, things that affect us a little more personally now in the band rather than, you know, larger issues, which I think a lot of people have said, you know, better in some ways. And, you know, it's already had its statement and its impact, I think, a lot of politics.
Okay, let's get off this theoretical aspect here.
Right,
let's talk about the band itself. You have a new bass player?
Yeah, we have Nelson Rowe, who we just got about 4 months ago. And he's the guitarist in Satan's Cheerleaders, which is the second tape that we produced at On Sound. And we're sort of like, we have band members that we share. John Sanborn is the singer in Satan's Cheerleaders, and Ron also plays drums. Satan's Cheerleaders as well as Insanity Defense, and I play bass for them, so we're a pretty close group. And we have a third band now, Final Warning, that we're about to be producing. The tape should be out sometime in December, I believe.
Okay, this is all on Unsound Music. Now, if there's a band out there who's interested...
Yeah, well, sure. You know, you could write us at our address, which is Unsound Music. That's P.O. Box 216, Centerport, New York, 11721. Or you could call me at, you know, 516-757-6347. And, you know, I would be, you know, interested in any bands that, you know, want to produce cassettes, you know, that...
This is all done in your basement, too, right?
Yeah, it's a small opera. You know, I got the idea because we had gotten a good sound off Insanity Defense, and we figured that, you know, if we could get a good sound, why, you know, waste a lot of money going into expensive studios? We realized that you can really do it on your own with, you know, within means, you know, and not really have to, you know, deal with studios that really don't know what you want. And we just want to produce inexpensive cassettes, you know, buy a lot of local bands if we can.
any more music coming out from Insanity Defense? Can we expect a tape soon?
Yeah, or? We have a couple of cuts that we're planning on just releasing as sort of an advance of our second tape, because that should be out sometime in early next year. But we have a couple of cuts we'll probably send into you, and but that should be out pretty soon.
Okay, and the big question everybody's calling up, will Insanity Defense go on tour?
Yeah, well, we were thinking of next spring or summer. The band has really been enthusiastic about trying to either, like, rent a van or, you know, do that usual thing of trying to do at least a small tour throughout either the East Coast or Midwest or something small. If anyone has any opportunities for us to play any shows in, you know, the local area, we'd be more than happy to. We've haven't really had too many opportunities, really, to play.
Okay. In fact, one club's already called up, expressed interest.
Yeah.
And I mentioned them now because they're having a show this weekend. The club Anthrax in Stamford, Connecticut at 70 Main Street. This Friday, The Freeze, a band from Connecticut called Reflex from Pain. We have their single here. If we have time, I'll play that. And also The Out Group. So you already have one club date already, I guess, fixed if you give them a call to start your tour on. Will this be a country tour, or are you just going to stick to the
Northeast? It's probably going to be pretty small. At first, we're just going to really concentrate on playing local shows, and it has taken us a little time to get back together now with a new bass player, and with, you know, like, Unsound has sort of taken off, and we've been interested in producing other things. So some things you have to sort of put on the back burner a little bit, but now we're really into trying to play out as much as possible now that we've gotten the Satan's Cheerleaders tape out.
Okay, why don't we give a listen to that tape? Greg, you know what song, I guess, is queued up, right? Thanks, Jeff, for coming down. I just want to give the address
pleasure.
For Unsound Music, or if you want to write for information on how to pick up the Satan's Cheerleaders or Insanity Defense tapes, it's P.O. Box 216, Centerport, New York, 11721. And I guess pay no more than $3.
Well, yeah, it's just $2.50 postpaid is what we're asking now. We just put that down so that, you know, stores don't really, you know, overcharge it.
Okay, and it's available at the
you
local
can get,
stores?
Yeah, you can get it throughout a lot of stores in, you know, New York City and on Long Island.
Okay, let's go to Satan's Cheerleaders, Greg.
Okay, yeah, this is a song called Misused Products from their Created in Your Image cassette.
Backwards is God, neither one is man's best friend.
Against the world!